It's an idea that I had about boosting the parts of regional Wellington, you know, the likes of the Hutt Valley, the likes of Porirua, who have been affected by the earthquake. Now, the logic being that places like Lower Hutt, Tawa and Porirua can actually benefit by having more business done there in those areas while the congestion in Wellington City is eased. We know that a lot of workers can't actually come into Wellington at the moment because their buildings are unsafe, so they have been relocated into other parts of the region, including the likes of Upper Hutt and Lower Hutt and Porirua. So could this work? Could this work long term, or does the focus really have to be on central Wellington? Dave Jones is with the Wellington Regional Economic Development Agency to have a chat about this idea. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
What do you think? Could it work?
Well, I think you know, the market will dictate where people want to locate to in this time. That for some will be better to be in the CBD, and for others, you know, looking at other locations temporarily at least.
When we're talking temporarily, I mean, what would happen, though, if you had someone who runs an office in Wellington saying, look, actually, we can't have our staff in there at the moment because it's not safe to go into the building, or we are behind a cordoned area. We have relocated at the moment to, say, to Lower Hutt. Is there any reason that that person could not say, actually, things might actually work better for us in Lower Hutt? We don't have all the congestion of people coming on the roads every day. You may have people who work in the Hutt who may, it may actually be closer to home. That this couldn't be looked at as a more of a long-term measure for Wellington.
Look, I mean, I think it's down to be honest, to the market to decide where people want to locate their business. If that works for them better in a different location, then you know, it's not for the public sector to dictate that in many regards. What we can do is try and help and facilitate options for those organisations. So I know that fellow colleagues in councils in and around the Hutt and Porirua and other locations are being very amenable and you know, facilitating options for space for those businesses who need to move out, and perhaps because they've got big floor plate requirements, and that's not easy to come by in the CBD, particularly at this time. But for smaller businesses, you know, we've spoken to a number of our clients that we work with, and you know, issues around space has been a problem for them, and not being able to get back in their premises, or perhaps not wanting to go back in to the existing building they're in. So we've been keen to connect businesses who also said to us, well, we're fine, and we've got additional space within our building. So for small businesses, you know, we've been sort of matchmaking businesses to relocate in and around premises.
Okay.
Primarily in the CBD, but it's not exclusively so. And then the other thing we're looking at is whether we can you know, set up some sort of temporary co-worker space in the CBD as well, to host some of those businesses who might want to locate somewhere for a period until their premise is back up and running.
And are you finding people taking up that offer?
So we're just actually this week finalising all that. We've certainly facilitated companies offering space within their premises, and others taking that up. And a lot of that's happening naturally anyway, as people look for options. But yes, we've had a fair amount of demand for that sort of solution in the short term. So we'll try and respond to that.
And in terms of the long term, if there is a business that wants to relocate, and we know that I spoke to Ray Wallace about this, the mayor of Lower Hutt, on Monday, in terms of this their attempts in the Hutt, for example, to try and attract new business, is there any financial incentive or any financial assistance being made available to help businesses actually move to other parts of the region?
Not that I'm aware, no. I think if you look at it from the government's point of view, you know, they want the best outcome for New Zealand PLC, and they probably look at it at least from a regional perspective, if not a national one. I think we're collaborating. Well, I know that we're collaborating across the region between the local authorities, and we've been discussing, particularly with Wellington, but also have discussions particularly with the Hutt, given what's happened to Queensgate. And it's not one area trying to outdo another. It's a collaborative approach to get a solution that's right for the Wellington region.
Yeah.
And for the economic benefit of everybody.